Well then, we're now joined by Tom Greaves, caretaker player manager, and well, it's never a dull moment at FC, they say. And well, that was a game straight out of the old school, I thought. It was a cracking comeback, that. What did you make of it all?
Yeah, we never do it the easy way, do we? I thought we played some decent stuff in the first half. I thought going forward we looked really dangerous. We just weren't getting the ball wide enough. I thought Stevie and Kieran in there were playing me and Gilly some great balls through. Probably should have took advantage of that a little bit more. Couple of mistakes for the goals. We've got to be going and winning them and not letting it bounce across the box. So we went in 2-0 down, as we do at FC.
You were playing the better football, but like you said, it was a case of hitting the target or hitting a barn door, as we said at half time.
Yep.
What was your message at half time to the players to G them up? Was there anything in particular you were thinking that's not quite working out, or you need to move forward a bit more?
We asked for a reaction again. Obviously, you need a reaction. You need big characters when you go a goal down, two goals down, three goals down. It's a difficult one. The other day, we told the wing backs to be deep, to defend first, but we needed them further on. We needed them pushed on and getting wide and getting high. So that was the message. We give the lads 5 minutes. We said we need a reaction in 5 minutes. If not, then we need to make changes. We got the reaction. Kieran got the goal, and we were back in the game. Once we were back in the game, I didn't think there was any other winner than us. But it took a little bit longer than hoped.
Now, there's not many players who could have taken the chance birthday boy Kieran Glynn took the way he did. It was, magic, wasn't it? Are you pleased now? I mean, it's a few games into Kieran Glynn making his comeback at SC from his dual reg at Padiham. Are you happy with the progress he's making?
Yeah, he's getting better and better, and you can see the lad. He just looks like a different man now. He's confident. He's got broad shoulders, and he's ready to take on anybody. He's been superb again. I can't fault the lad.
Now obviously he's not the only youngster in this team. I mean, by the way, Tommy's Terriers is what we're going with. I think you're happy with that. Because there are a few young players in this squad, not just you, of course, Tommy. Joel Senior, right back. Joel Logan, left wing back. Both of them were immense tonight. And I thought Joel Senior was fading in the game, and then all of a sudden he finds another gear. The pair of them were superb, weren't they?
Yeah, they were. Again, they've done exactly what we asked of them. We asked them to get wider and get higher in the second half, and they've done just that. They've put balls in the box, they've caused them problems, and again, can't fault them both. I'm just amazed with the lads and how they've reacted to myself, Tom and Jack, and we just seem to be getting better and better.
Now, an interesting thing happened. You won a free kick on the edge of the box, and then you substituted yourself. What were you thinking?
I was a bit shocked to see the nine come up at that point, actually. I thought, and the keeper parried it where I thought I would have been, but that was the plan at half time. We thought the wide areas were bare, and we thought that's the danger area for us to get forward. So we said we'll go to a three up front with Linney coming on, and then Joe Logan pushing out a little bit higher. It's gone right for us.
And it was an interesting one as well, because Irwin's obviously coming back from injury, and he was tired towards the end, I think. And you made that switch. You brought Palmer on, and you played him in midfield.
Yep.
And the midfielders who for Alfreton were bouncing off him. They couldn't get the ball off him. Yeah. He was superb and very, very impressive. And we thought he was going to be a striker, but from that showing there, he could quite easily be a midfielder.
He's like an attacking midfielder. Yeah. He can play wide, or he can probably play up top as well, just off the striker. I was well impressed with him. Yeah. He just looks like he's been playing for years. He's comfortable on the ball. He's great going forward. He just drives with the ball, and he's like Kieran Glynn. He'll find them little holes, and he'll pop the ball through. It was brilliant.
So tonight, over 1,500 there, which is good for a Tuesday night at Broadhurst Park. One thing is noticeable, though. It's a lot louder than it's been in recent times. At least six wins on the bounce here at Fortress Broadhurst, as it's now being known as. And the scenes at the end there where again, you're taking high-fives and all kinds of stuff. It's bouncing this place, isn't it, at the moment?
Yeah, there does seem to be a new buzz about the place.
How are you keeping people's feet on the ground, though, in the dressing room? Because it could be one of these things where, you come across, no disrespect, but Marine away, and you could come unstuck there if you go in there.
Yep. Confident, not cocky, is the attitude. We don't want to get above our stations. We're in a relegation battle at the minute. We probably will be for the next few games. So we just the attitudes and the work rate is what's going to get us out of there. And both at the minute are absolutely spot on.
we've got Gainsborough on Saturday. You brought the players in for their second Monday training in a fortnight yesterday.
We didn't actually.
Because we'd
done the SUM youth bowling on Sunday.
That was training enough, was it?
That was training enough, yeah.
Fitness training.
Lloyd had done his distribution. so that was enough. No, we'd worked on what we needed to work on the previous Monday.
You were aiming for that 3-5-2, weren't you? And making it work.
Yeah.
And I think we said to say it is working.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we say that we conceded two goals, but we wanted to stick an extra defender in there to stop the goals. Obviously, it didn't happen tonight, but again, the reaction and the character from the lads has been second to none.
But it is Gainsborough on Saturday.
Yep.
Training on Thursday. How are we looking with the treatment room as well? Because we've obviously got Michael Jones, he had a dead leg on Saturday.
I would have thought he'd be okay for then.
Got some selection headaches arising.
Yeah, massive selection headaches, which is a good thing. So yeah, we'll go at training. We'll have another good session. Luke will do the analysis on them. We'll decide whether we need to play three at the back again, or if we need to change up and go with something else. But we've got players that can play everywhere. The squad's really fighting for its place now, and if they have a good game, they'll keep the shirt.
Well, Tom, a big thank you for joining us, and a big congratulations.
Thank you very much. Cheers.